Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Good podcast. My name is Peter, and we have come to my favorite day of the week, as you all know. It is Thursday, everyone, so congratulations. We are just a day away from basically the beginning of the weekend. It's going to be a really, really unusual weekend for my beautiful wife, Lauren, and I. As if you didn't think we were nerdy enough already by teaching swing dancing for a living and going to Disneyland every chance we get, this weekend we are helping out a friend of a friend who is running a photo booth at the Emerald City Comic Con. Yep, it's a comics convention, basically just a large gathering of people who enjoy all sorts of forms of entertainment that are considered a little bit nerdy, comic books and superhero movies and manga and graphic novels and anything that kind of touches anywhere in that realm. The Emerald City Comic Con is a big one. It's you know, not the biggest in the country. I think that's still the San Diego Comic Con. I think that's still the number one. But it's a big enough one, and it's certainly the largest one in our region. And again, a friend of a friend needed some help running a photo booth there this weekend. So that's what we get to do in amongst all the other things, teaching private lessons and rehearsals and things like that. So I'm very much looking forward to a different kind of busy this weekend. I've never been to a Comic Con, which is surprising considering I've collected comic books, or I did rather, when I was a kid. I still have them, and I've been into all sorts of these nerdy type entertainments my whole life. But yeah, never did a con, so this will be new and interesting, I'm sure. So that's what I'm up to today. I'm looking forward to that happening this weekend. How are you doing? Just kind of nice to hang out with you and spend 15 or 20 minutes or so just kind of relaxing and chatting about some good things in the world. And I hope that this Thursday is treating you very, very well and putting you in a good headspace heading towards this weekend. And as we move in that direction together, let's just pause for a moment and take a slow, deep breath in together. And then let it out again really slowly. Nice. And now that we're a little bit more chilled out, let's get into this podcast and talk about our first good news story, which is a really fascinating good news story about the results of a new study that was looking at a happiness index, okay? And one of the conclusions of this happiness index is that people living in remote indigenous communities with little money or material wealth report similar levels of happiness as wealthier people in Western nations. So, I mean, it's the old saying, money doesn't buy happiness, right? But here is an actual study providing evidence. This comes from researchers at the Institute of Environmental Science and Technology at the Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, and they interviewed almost 3,000 people in 19 indigenous communities around the world. People in the isolated communities reported an average life satisfaction score of 6.8 out of 10, which is roughly the same as the 6.7 out of 10 average life satisfaction score for all countries in a group known as the OECD, which is mostly rich nations. So these findings are kind of a double whammy for good news. On the one hand, they add a little bit more credibility to the concept that money isn't a route to happiness, but they also show that despite the stresses that come with living in industrialized nations, we Westerners are almost as happy as indigenous people. That takes us next to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Well, I didn't mention this at the beginning of the podcast, and I should have. Happy Leap Day. This is that extra day in the month of February that comes along every 4 years. And I love it because that gives us an extra day to celebrate Black History Month here in the United States. Fear not, even though tomorrow is going to be March 1st on a Friday, I'm still going to take us through the end of the week celebrating Black History Month. So here is another great quote for you from the brilliant writer Langston Hughes. "I have discovered in life that there are ways of getting almost anywhere you want to go if you really want to go." Now, some people may hear a quote like that and think that that's, a lot of wishful thinking. And I understand where they're coming from. You certainly want to have a healthy and reasonable amount of realism and skepticism about what things are achievable in this life. But I got to say, when I got into swing dancing when I was 18 years old, it never, ever occurred to me that I could make a living at it, that I could make a full-time living teaching people how to swing dance, just basically swing dancing for a living. But it was a thing that I wanted on some deep level, and so everything that I did was always sort of moving me in that direction because I kept making choices that would take me that way, and I didn't make any choices that would take me away from it. And I think that's a little bit more the underlying sentiment of what Hughes is saying here, that if you really do want a thing and you really are willing to put in the time as well as the energy to get there, you can probably do it. But let's hear his quote one more time, shall we? "I have discovered in life that there are ways of getting almost anywhere you want to go if you really want to go." Langston Hughes. So we come next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. And that subject has been Black History all month long, and we continue that today with a great bit of historical trivia about the first Black Oscar winner. So we're really in the midst of awards season right now. The BAFTA Awards, the British Oscars basically, just happened, and the SAG Awards, the Screen Actors Guild Awards, happened as well. So the Oscars are coming our way soon. Well, the first Black Oscar winner was Hattie McDaniel, who got her Oscar for the portrayal that she gave in Gone with the Wind in 1940. So that takes us to our second good news story for the podcast today. And this good news story combines a couple of things that I love. Several things, actually. Conservation of the environment, forests, and Scotland. So this is all about a new project which is aiming to rediscover Scotland's lost native pine woods, which is kind of the first step needed to take in preserving them. So Caledonian pine woods are unique in the world, and they support rare wildlife like red squirrels and crossbills. But only 2% of the Caledonian forest, which once covered most of the highlands, still survives. Well, now Woodland Trust Scotland, a charitable organization, and Trees for Life, another one, they've teamed up to identify and save these pine woods through the Wild Pine Project. Jane Sayers, who is a project officer for Wild Pine, said, quote, "Finding these pine woods requires a lot of detective work. They are often small and remote, hidden in ravines, safe from deer." She went on to say, "Lost pine woods are at particular risk because they are unrecognized and undocumented. We want to find them, assess their condition, and revive them before they are lost forever." That takes us next to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, all week long, we have been exploring the wonders and beauty of the nation of Chile down in South America, and today we are exploring an absolutely beautiful national park there called Parque Nacional Conguillo. And I'm pretty sure that I mispronounced the actual name pretty badly, so forgive me. I'm giving it my best. It is a national park that's located in the Andes Mountains itself and was created in 1950. Well, only 33 years later, it was made a national reserve and was designated as a biosphere reserve by UNESCO. So that's all a pretty big deal, but it's also very, very important to protect such a magnificent area. Massive forests, a gigantic volcano, and unparalleled flora and fauna are among the many reasons that people travel to this national park. Fortunately, you don't have to book a ticket. You can spend 4.5 minutes checking it out for yourself in a beautiful video that I dug up for you that's, again, shot in very high definition, so that's good news, and it's also got a really lovely soundtrack. So, if you want to give yourself a little virtual vacation today, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and you can spend about 4.5 minutes exploring the national park known as Conguillo in Chile. So we wrap up this podcast today with Sounds Good, the segment where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. Well, all week long, I'm just sharing with you some of my favorite art created by brilliant black artists, black musicians and singers and hip-hop artists, and you know what? Poets. I've been doing musicians in this segment almost exclusively for a couple of years now, but it is Sounds Good. So it doesn't have to be, you know, music with musical instruments as well, just things that sound good and beautifully read, beautifully written poetry sounds good. And as this is Black History Month, and as this is the last official day of Black History Month for the year, I'm taking us out on a very high note with the inauguration poem, "The Hill We Climb," written and read by Amanda Gorman. I watched the inauguration when it happened. My beautiful wife, Lauren, and I sat on our couch and watched the whole schmear, and the unequivocal highlight of the entire inauguration for me and for many of the people that I know was this poem, Amanda Gorman's poise, her brilliant way with words, and the majestic and powerful way in which she speaks her own words aloud. It was absolutely breathtaking. I don't want to say a whole lot more about it. I would much rather you just go and watch it. So as we wrap up today's podcast, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode. Head on over to YouTube and watch the first inaugural Youth Poet Laureate, Amanda Gorman, as she reads "The Hill We Climb." And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.